Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Poverty must be exposed for what it really is.
So that you
see it fully as an enemy.
So
that God will deliver you from your
enemy. Because
if he presents himself like a friend, then you also glorify it and justify it and all that, God cannot deliver you from
it. The first
thing I want to say about poverty
is that
poverty is a spirit. It is good for you to know it.
That
poverty is a spirit.
So that
you can have a decisive victory over poverty.
Because you
will attack it at the root.
You will
attack it at
the root.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God wants to attack poverty in our lives and in our family lines. He wants to attack poverty on the continent of Africa at the root.
Yes.
So that our future children will not come around and be embarrassed in the world.
Now, when you people say you who are here,
so poverty is a spirit. May you be free from the spirit of poverty.
It is because
poverty is a spirit that Jesus, when he was made poor on the cross, according to our text, it was not sin necessarily.
Jesus on this
earth, we learned it, a kingdom look at Jesus last week, that he was not poor.
He had a
faithful God, he was doing the bidding of God, and God supplied all his needs.
When
he was poor on the cross, it was because he gave us his riches and then took all our poverty upon him. He gave us even to the extent of his clothing. He put it down. He died poor. He died naked. That you, through it, might be rich. What it means is that then, no matter how poor you are right now, in practical terms, not by faith. By faith, we are all rich. But no matter how poor you may consider your family line or your line practically right now, Jesus says that through it, you are going to be
rich. Hallelujah.
The way to overcome poverty is to deal with it as a spirit.
You deal with
it as a spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why the responsibility of kingdom disciples is to deal with poverty and not leave it for unbelievers, because they don't understand that poverty is a spirit. Poverty is not just a financial condition where you do not have money. Like right now, when they say that bring 1 million, maybe US dollars, you say, hey, you find your way somewhere. You know? I'm not talking about that. It is not just a financial condition where you do not have money. When they say, now let's all bring money, that is not what I'm talking about. Poverty is not just that condition. It is actually a spirit.
na me ka wo hia na me kirekire wo hia mu se wonni sika so obotoma ye bi se sika sisi a wo hia unya enya eno na me pa kire na mo mi pese ye ti ase se wo hia eye sunsun.
Poverty happens inside you before it shows around you.
Ohia e sha se wo mu ansa na dane ho adi.
Men deteriorate inwardly before their businesses and their churches and their affairs and their families start to deteriorate, and you see that, oh, he is poor, the business is going bankrupt, it is going down. It is because there is a deterioration inside that manifests itself outside. The way to deal with it is to strengthen your inside by the kingdom teaching of the Lord Jesus, so that it will begin to show.
Hallelujah.
With time.
Hallelujah.
In your life.
So wonipa ni ye dia na se ni bibia be kwa fama e sha si wonipa ni mu se nipa na dwuma ya be sei a na fie ni na busua be kwa fama e sha si wonipa ni mu ansana adane ho adi eno ti se yebetumi adi sa wo hia ye yesu sumu so dia ena na wo se ye di wonyame asam a wo kafa hinu no e sha si di ye mu dwuma.
And every spirit, if you know poverty is a spirit, every spirit has a way or ways of manifesting.
Now, so when you say we hear your soon be our quiet faster than the wedi.
One of the ways that the spirit of poverty manifests is in people resisting the subject of financial well-being.
Now, a quiet or hear soon no adan wedi trendy panels say, Sanchetra eba, a dear dear baba, a kutia.
Because when you talk about prosperity and doing well, people become uncomfortable and they say, I will not come to church.
It is
because the spirit of poverty is uncomfortable and wants you to get out, so that it will continue to hold you in its grips.
See. Now when you see sunsumo. Opese wo fi asori da ma won ti won nyame chere no na wo dia die na wa kosola di wo hia sunsum no ahaw.
I want to encourage you, no matter how you feel about the word of God concerning finances, how you don't measure up and say, oh, this one is not real, oh, this one, it can't be true for me, it can't be true for our time, I want to encourage you in the name of the Lord, expose yourself to it and titi the spirit of poverty, titi it replaying over and over and over and over, surrounding yourself with people who understand some of these things we are teaching and making them your friend. Don't say, when I walk with him, the way he dresses, he makes me know that I am poor. Still walk with the person, because very soon that spirit of prosperity,
yes,
it is a spirit,
yes,
that's why Jesus preached it.
Yes. Yes, as we hear Jesus summoning, so what is say? I can see in India somebody, the other brother, be feel here. Mupe, hey, me just ask some women. Hey, now I can some papa. Yeah, sunsun kunku samlo. And the yedi. Now we journey. What we young kubina on what is kasama si? When nyame akwanya first kasamo. Now we dress fine. Washa me more kibi. What's sister? Where dia me ban nipe? Ne lavender crow we odi gun ho no eya matete hwanta odo bia no address eno time me no me de measurement to maguya hey wasi jaisa uhu oni pasa fa ho bam no fa ho form no wo ko bia na udi nachi amasa sikadi a en ye di susum na wo no so no e bia kan na apam wo hia na edi wunya no na afiu se san se susum eno ti nchechere na eba wasi soroko no di wunya.
I said, titi the spirit.
Was it titi? So we hear so soon. We pray. We see in summer. I bet titi no.
Tell the person sitting by you, titi the spirit.
Titi the spirit.
You say I'm not comfortable. Titi the spirit.
Titi the we hear spirit.
Because every bad spirit, when he's hearing the words of the Lord Jesus, they will say that, oh, leave us alone, leave us alone. We will leave you alone. We will titi the spirit.
Amen.
Because we cannot pass this thing, this embarrassment to our children. We cannot pass this embarrassment, especially in the midst of opportunity and plenty. Poverty is an insult to humanity and to God, who loves us and who is wise and who cares for us. It's an insult to him.
na ni aye ni se wo nyame amu die wo bi hie bi ase ben ya wo di ben di ye na momo hie sunsun mi po ma wo hu ade a wo wo na dan nyina wo su pip efre wo hie na ye die ni se ye be chretre ni atete se wo hie sunsun mi wo di ye nya no ni wadwane akọ.
I want to encourage you, you may look practically in men's eyes poor right now, but do not give up.
Yeah.
Repair your inside.
Yes.
Work on your inside.
Yes.
Work in such a way that although your cloth is only one and your shoe is only one,
yes,
yet inside of you,
yes,
you have such riches,
yes,
and such strength in,
yes,
such a way that you can walk with the rich and the famous and you will never feel intimidated,
yes,
by them. Then you know that you are,
yes,
ready. You are ready,
yes,
for the finance, the opulence of heaven, for the windows of heaven to be opened in addition to the doors.
Hallelujah.
For you to receive heaven.
Hallelujah.
Way, thy kingdom come.
Hallelujah.
Thy will be done on earth.
Yes.
As it is in heaven.
Yes.
This is not how heaven looks like. And we must preach it and resist it and preach it and resist it. Many people will say whatever they want to say, let them say it. We know from our Lord Jesus that he laid down his glory and his riches and took on our poverty so that we will be rich. So that we will be rich. Do you know the message you went to preach to Solomon? Do you know the message you went to preach to Abel? Do you know the message you went to preach to David? Do you know the message you went to preach to Moses and Abraham and all those people who were in Abraham's bosom? Do you know the message you went and you told them that something new has happened? This is what you were prophesying about. I have come and I have fulfilled it. I have taken all of the glory. Now things are different on earth and you can enjoy it in retrospect. Do you believe? Abel said, I believe. Moses said, I believe. Abraham said, yes, I saw your day small and I believe. Now I believe what you have come to accomplish on this earth. Things are different. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus was made poor that we will reflect him.
Hallelujah.
And his kingdom on this earth.
Hallelujah. And what do you say? You say, na se bibi titi wo umuse mentia na kan wo se wo hia susum no na wo titi tena ho na tie me nko ba ni pose bia wo watare ya ba ko na mom ko pie e wa hefuma na wo no mu dibi mu a ema mentiti kan wo se mra wo bedru he die ene wo so wo mre beba se sati bia no ba wo wabra bom na wo ntwe wo hefu wo no mo nya bi ho die a ene na kan wo se mra wo ben wo mno wo su die e bedi ya ma we ye aduma Kristo dia ma ye we ye ye hia ni nyina de kwa odi ni ye die na ma ye osra hini anu kwan a wose ye de tena enye wo hia mu na ye hu ni se ye sunsun de ya pese ye betwe kwa ba bi die ye die wo die a ene nyame be ye ye mu adwuma ni ahyase atiasie na be de di e wo ni aye ye nyina.
When we look inside you, what will we see? Are you going to see the negative revelation that the devil, son of the morning, who introduces light and revelation of God, are we going to see his negative, religious, half truth, half baked kind of stuff? I mean, that he is deceiving people with, or are we going to see? Yes, I may not be rich now, but inside of me, I know that the lady I am going to employ her in some few years to come. Are we going to see prosperity? Are we going to see well-being? Are we going to see ambitious plans that God is going to look at and say that you have seen well? You know this thing. You have light. And because you have seen well, I am going to hasten my word and I'm going to perform it in your life. It starts on your inside. It is not going to cheat people outside. It is not just boycotting church and trying to work hard. I mean, or labor and trying not to, I mean, come for prayer meeting. No, that is nothing. It is focusing on the word of the Lord and working the way that God wants you to work according to the word of the Lord. And God says that I am going to glorify this life that is repaired inside. We may not be rich now, but inside we must truly believe. We must truly see. Imagine ourselves in charge of the world. Oh, wow. Imagine yourself responsible and able to feed not 5,000. He fed 5,000. He said, you do greater works. It means you are going to feed nations.
Amen. And it is then na uhu ni obrosama ka afa tibia enye nokra wanyame ahinianum na wo hwa na anasa wo hwa wanyame ahinianum hwehwe wade amao eni ye dia wade amao na no na wo hwe ni a uhu wo wakumam no eno no nyame beda na didi akyerew ebia na na wo nibi eda na wo susu wo wakumam eda na wo dwini wo wakumam adwen ben na wo wade fa wo ho se ni obasa wo tie ni ana wo nim se wanyame be ma su da bi ama ni a wo hwehwe amao no waye Kristo ehwe nipa empimunum ose ye beya manatra ekyere se yesu ye betumi ahwe oman bebre amana oman bebre ene ti den na wuhu wo mu sisiye se poni oman ko ye den ade na wuhu wo mu ne wuhu wo mu no ene beda di.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Begin to say to yourself, I may be struggling with the school fees of two children, but it is ending very soon.
Yes.
Because I'm not just going to pay the school fees of my children. I am going to sponsor thousands.
Amen. Kasha sesa wo kasa fa ho. Kasa wo musa na bi ana school fees adin. En chemetua me ma school fees. Na menya wiya me san ba betu school fees ama nipa pem kasa fa fa ho.
Take responsibility.
Na ye ni sesa wo ye.
Take responsibility against the enemy of our King Jesus.
Na moma yeye ni awo se yeye enko tia sa obonsam na na otamfo na oye Yesu tamfo no.
Somebody says, Pastor, this world is not our home.
Na obisi so fo aha nye ye fie nye ye kro.
This world is not our home. We are just passing through.
And then we are seeing what we know. We are seeing the yechomu ala keke.
Our treasures are laid down somewhere beyond the blue.
Oh, ya kwaswa himanumu so far.
Yes, our treasures are laid down somewhere beyond the blue. But I tell you what, that God on this earth wants you to be able to rule as a king. I will show you how to be a kingdom guest. If you believe that you are guests in this earth, on this world, and heaven is your home, I will show you by the principle of first mention how Jesus behaved like a guest in somebody's wedding, not the host, not the bridegroom, but an ordinary guest who have been invited, not your home, not your wedding. How dare you take responsibility and give them luxury wine? How dare you? Jesus did just that. Ha. You think you are just passing through? You see poor people around? Take charge. Pay their fees. Feed them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Didn't he teach that when we give to the poor and we give water to the thirsty, we are giving it to him?
Yeah.
Do you think that he meant that that one is not a necessary thing? It's very necessary. Listen to people who have walked close to the Lord. Listen to your pastors. And listen, look at your lifestyle. You will get to understand how God wants you to mold your life. Because Jesus, He wants His kingdom not just to remain in the spirit and in the heart of people. He wants the kingdom of this world to become the kingdoms of our God and of His God. He wants it to manifest physically, and He'll be okay.
Mm.
And He'll be okay.
Na yadwen en se oh so himam ni efie asase so ha de ye betwa mu ala ya hohwo ni amamfrafo nokra nokra pa we hohwo ni manfrani enu ti na wanyame asuma we fi na hinie num se bra asase so na beda ni owadi enu ti na ti se wo so hinie mu ba we hohwo ni manfrani wa ha mpara utwa mu akonti sho sho sho
Sure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Poverty is a spirit. Poverty is a mentality. Can we all say poverty is a mentality?
We have to
expose poverty. Poverty is a mind that you can have. That is why Israel came out of Egypt, the superpower of the world at that time.
They spoiled
the Egyptians. In other words, they spoiled the economy of Pharaoh. They took all their gold, everything. God stripped all of the riches of Egypt and gave it to Israel. And he said, go out of Egypt. Yet, because their mind was poor and was enslaved, they had all those things, but look at them. Poverty is not just having money. It's also a mentality. Your mind must change.
We're
going to end up in 3 John chapter 2. Let's all go to 3 John chapter 2. God doesn't want us to be like Israel who came out of Egypt. Physically, with a lot of resources around them, like in Africa. But mentally poor. They still retain the dark minds of slaves, even in deliverance. So we need to do some work in the mind. 3 John 2.
It
says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. God is saying that the prosperity of our health, having good health, and the prosperity of our purse, having money or assets or whatever thing you want to denominate finances in, he says that for it to happen, that you have good health and you have money and you prosper in all things, it is first of all for your soul to prosper.
Now, Bible ne say when yami say ye bedi ye, ye bedi ye wa ya po mudirimu, ye bedi ye ewo ye suma na say ye di ye wa ye sika semwa say emra wo di ye wa sadi enyine mu no so wo kra susu ubedi ye wo.
So your soul must prosper.
And uti awasa wo kra sudi ye.
I said your soul must prosper.
Awasa wo kra sudi ye.
Because the prosperity that will show outside that you are prosperous in all things, not prosperous year, very good year, this one, when we start it right now, he will run away. But you can face life.
Yeah.
The Bible says that the kingdom way is for you to have your will, your mind, your emotions also doing well. Your mind doing well is that you must have financial intelligence, acumen, financial literacy, financial understanding. You must understand. I'm not talking about the one in the books. I'm talking about the one in here.
Yeah.
What we are doing here is not for us to be rich. It is for us to please God. And we please God only when we measure ourselves by what he has said in the Bible concerning finances. Hallelujah.
So na wo nyame wiye se ye bedi ye wo ya dwene mu a enye ewiase adwene a wodi pesika nemom ekwanye wo nyame ahisha ma ye se ye mfa so se ye bedi su ne bedi ye na sema ye kan nyina enye se ye benye sika keke nemom ye bedi ye ena mo nyame ne kwan so ene ne peso.
I have 18 exposure of poverty. I only spoke about 2.
Na madasa wo hia enta samu adi amaye hu de wo se ye hu.
I've told you my so. You see, when you go to the source of a river, a source of something, you have the chapeau over there. Do you understand?
Nah,
and when you make effort, God will teach you more than your teachers. Do you understand? The kind of thing that you are having here, everybody has come. No, that one is wholesale. But the revelation will come when you give yourself to study. Study. I've told you that the kind of well-being that God regards is the one that is based upon the word of God. You understand that? The one that you knew the word of God, you believed it, and then you got it out of faith. Not the one that you disobeyed the Bible to get it. In the end, your works will be tried by the fire of the word of God, and the word of God will sift everything. That is why in the end he will say, well done, good and faithful. Faithful means that you read the word of God and you believe the word of God, and as a result you got this and you got that, and you established that, and you looked after your children, and you fed nations, and you employed thousands. Then your works will stand the fire, because it's the same word that will judge you. So take the word of God. This is the kingdom way. I believe you are ready for it. You came
from heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.